Certainly, saying that you've authorized the CIA to operate covertly in a country, it certainly makes that country want to search out for CIA operatives or people who might, you know, be contracted to the CIA.
Clearly, too much has been said, right? As everybody's indicated, look, when you're conducting covert operations, what you do is you raise your hand and say, I'll defer any comment until later, or I'll talk about this in a classified setting. You don't hang it out there. But the thing we need to keep in mind, and we all realize, each of us that are speaking on this panel, we've been involved in very deep intelligence operations, and none of us is a lawyer. However, the best friend we have in those discussions is our lawyer going forward, giving us the boundaries of what's right and what really kind of gets really close to what those boundaries are. So I think it's fair for us to say that what we're seeing this administration trying to achieve, I don't speak for the administration, is this is kind of a what I would call a recent version of containment, if you will. Look, Venezuela has got influence from the Russians, from the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Iranians in different forms, Quds Force, military, Wagner Group down there, Chinese cyber activity, North Koreans, missiles and Kims. And these infiltrations by these ships, by these boats, are an effort to work in what's called a gray zone. They're picking at America's vigilance and our ability to resist. So what we need to have is very clear judicial legal boundaries, and then with everything we can muster, go after this type of activity. So I'm very clear-eyed about what the administration is trying to achieve, but I have to assume that we've got some very good legal counsel that's wrapping this thing up.